While you're looking for things that are wrong, you're also manifesting yourself to find things that are wrong.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it. What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to another episode of the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your home for the realest, most rawest ever chats about manifestation. Fucking possible. Oh my gosh. Life is so funny. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I so appreciate you. Thank you. If this is your first time, get ready. I may drop a bunch of F-bombs. That's why I warn you in the intro. If it's not your first time, you already know this. You're like, Roxy, we don't need this disclaimer, which is cool. Cool, cool. Let's get into it. So I wanted to talk about self-sabotage, okay? Because this thing, it's a very broad topic. And it's something that every single person does differently. I call it your own personal brand of self-sabotage. That's the way I word it. But basically, everybody has their own unique circumstances that created their personality. It is your childhood, your parents, all the times you've been in trouble, all the times you've been hurt, harmed, all the times you've been loved, accepted, unaccepted, the times you've felt small, the times you've felt amazing, the times you have felt like you were doing exactly what you were supposed to do, the times where you felt like you couldn't figure it out and you were a total piece of shit, whatever. All of that, all of those unique moments of experience of humanity create your own unique lens of what life is. Because of what has happened to you, how you feel about it, how you've reacted to it, what has happened in response to how you've responded, the chain reaction of events that lead to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And pretty soon you have your own layer and level of beliefs of what you think life is for you and what happens for you and for people like you and what's possible, what's not possible, your own glass ceiling. I also call it a bandwidth of possibility. What you think is possible for you, there's a bottom rung or like, I'm never going to go below this. And then there's like a glass ceiling of like, this is as far as I can imagine my life going. There's obviously near infinite potential outside of that. But we all have this level or, again, bandwidth. It's like a spectrum of possibility that we think is available to us. And for most people, you stick within that small area because you're not trained or taught or practiced in stretching what you think is possible for you and believing in more and more and big and big and bigger. So I'm glad that you're here because that's what we do here, bigbeautifuldreams.com. If you are looking for a place to have support on your journey to creating your big, beautiful dream life and you'd like to have mindset work, strategy work that actually helps you start your business, grow your business, make money off your passions, and then have a community of people who are doing the same and truly get that dream and desire to build something astronomical and unheard of maybe in your circle or in your family. You're the first person to do it. BigBeautifulDreams.com is where we nurture that energy and that potential in you because I see it and I know you can do it. So we're here and we're over here creating these amazing lives. We want to do all these incredible things, but we have these beliefs about what's possible. You have these beliefs about what you think is possible and what you will allow yourself to trust can happen because you don't want to be disappointed and you don't want to look like a fool and you don't want to have your dreams dashed. So what we do, it's this silly little nuanced behavior. Everyone does it differently in their own lives. Things will start to get maybe a little good. You'll have a manifestation come through. Things will start looking like they're going in the right direction. And then something feels a little off. We get worried. We're fearful we're going to lose it. You start meddling. You start
sticking your hands in the mix. You start wondering what you can dig up. Maybe you are the kind of self-saboteur who looks for holes. So you start looking for problems. You're convinced the person is lying. You're convinced it's not really going to work out. You're looking for the ways that it could fall apart. And you're going to call that energy towards you. You're going to make it fall apart because you are consistently looking for the holes, the cracks, and you're going to find what you look for because you're manifesting at the same time. While you're looking for things that are wrong, you're also manifesting yourself to find things that are wrong. So that's one brand of self-sabotage. Another one that I see is you have something good and then we're worried about it going away. When's the other shoe going to drop? Nothing good lasts. What happens when this goes away? Yeah, it's here now, but what happens when this? All things eventually go away. All good things come to an end. And so you subconsciously start pushing away, so that ultimately it feels like you are in control of the destruction of your good life and your positive outcome. And then that way you're not blindsided. You're not the victim of the circumstance. You control it. You created it. You had a hand in it. There's no surprise. No one's going to take the rug out from underneath you. The other shoe isn't going to drop if you throw it across the fucking room, right? So I want you to think about it. Take a moment to think about how it is that you usually mess things up. Do you do it through worrying? You're just worried. You're stressed. Oh my gosh, what if it goes back to the old way? What if I can't sustain this? Yeah, I did it today, but can I do it tomorrow? I did it last time, but can I do it again? What are you doing to push things away, to end the cycle of good things coming? Do you think that good things come and then bad things happen? A little bit of good, a little bit of bad. Because I can tell you that good things following good things following good things following good things following good things and then good things and then good things, that can be your reality if you let it be. But there is a subtle push and pull. We're going toward the dream and then we're going away from it somehow. And this is where I want you to look within your own habits. You're looking at the way you respond to good things and you're looking at the way you respond to triggers because everybody does something different. Like I said, I've coached thousands of people and what I've noticed is that everybody does it a little bit differently. And some people do it when it's good. They'll self-sabotage when it's good. And some people just do it when it's bad too. You know, like it doesn't necessarily need to be a good or bad time. They're just in their own way. Sometimes it's people who are like, okay, the good thing has come through. Oh shit, what's next? And then they begin the cycle of pushing away. Some people are just constantly in their own way, worries, doubts, fears. How is it going to work for me? I don't know how it's going to work for me. The hope only lasts so long before we start dreading, fearing, worrying, wondering how we're going to sustain or what's next or what is going to be the next thing that takes us out of our element or pulls us off track. But all that thinking, all that time and energy and mindset spent worrying about the inevitable loss of what you want is what actually manifests it in it going away. So it's its own self-fulfilling prophecy. So I invite you to look within. Now you can either take a moment right now and think about it. How am I getting in my own way? What am I worried about? What do I think is going to happen? What do I think is the logical next step when good stuff is happening? What do I think is the logical next step now? What am I afraid is going to happen now? Look at your fears, worries, doubts. And then also, I want you to take this lesson into your life and look at when and where you start worrying, doubting, fearing, pushing away, stepping in between, meddling, whatever it is that you do to fuck yourself over, to be frank, and catch it in the middle of doing it, okay? This is awareness and discipline. This is 360 method. And if you want more help identifying it, 360method.co, this is definitely the place for you. Module 1, right in the beginning, we dive straight into this stuff. So that's actually starting next week on Monday the 25th. This is going to be the last live round of 360 that I host because I have decided, side note, side tangent before I get into the second part of this podcast, I've decided that I'm going to end the live coaching portion of my business. And it's been a huge decision in the making. Oh, I've been wanting to do this for so long. And I'm finally giving myself the permission to just trust myself and believe and know that it's okay to do what I'm being called to do. I've always wanted my business to be completely passive. And now I'm really going to do that and give myself the space to do the creative work that is bursting through me that I've been putting on the back burner, that I've been ignoring, my album that I've been talking about for years, my book that I've been talking about and writing for years, all of this stuff that wants to come through me so bad that right now can't because of the way that I've set up my business. I've just decided to let myself have the dream. And the dream has always been to be like Enya. She lives in her castle with her cats. She makes her music. She never tours. You never see her. She just puts it out. People consume it. She just makes her millions and lives her life. That has always been my dream. I've always, always wanted to just be like Enya, just live on my compound with my animals and my husband. I want to put my work out. If you see me, you see me. If you don't, just enjoy the work. And I'm living my life. I'm feeling free. I'm living life on my own terms. And I just realized really over this weekend, like, why should I be waiting when I have everything set up for me like that right now? I have so much incredible work that can change the lives of generations to come right now. If I never created another thing, I could change the lives of planet Earth for long after I'm even here on the planet. You could go to RoxyTalks.com right now and find so many different trainings that would change your life today. And I know that because my work is the fucking shit. So I am giving myself the permission and the space, and I hope this gives you the permission and space to do what you want to do as well, to just move into the energy that has been calling me for so long and allow myself to have the reality that I really, really want, which is a completely passive business where my work that I have already created is enough. And I don't have to keep running on the hamster wheel, trying to fulfill some sort of legacy that I've already fulfilled and quit moving the goalposts for myself. I've done enough. Roxy Talks is a robust library of free content, paid content, life-changing work. When I had Bob Doyle on my podcast, Bob Doyle from The Secret in 2021, I think it was, he said, "You have a shitload of content." And he was so impressed by how much content I had. That was 3 fucking years ago. Look at me now, Bobby. That was 3 years ago. And I've only added to it and refined, right? So this is going to be the last live version of 360, maybe ever. This might be your last chance to get coaching with me in the group coaching setting, maybe forever. I don't know yet. But for right now, this is it. So if 360 has been calling you, this is the time to join. We begin the 25th Monday. And if you're listening to this in the future, 360 will still be available, but there just will no longer be a live portion. So you'll be able to join. 360method.co will stay there. All of my work will stay. Mindset Monday is staying. Big Beautiful Dreams Club is staying, including the Q&A. But as far as actual coaching goes, group coaching where you come onto the Zoom call, you get to talk to me. We have a real one-on-one conversation and I help you with your situation with the most love in the world is going away soon. So if you want that from me, if you've been wanting to join 360, I'm telling you now is the time. 360 is an incredible life-changing program. It's going to tell you exactly what you need to get out of your own way, to manifest the reality that you want, no matter what your circumstances are, no matter how long it's been, no matter your past, no matter your current, no matter the future you're trying to create. 360 will help you get there. And if you want my direct help in this process so I can troubleshoot with you, this is your last chance to do it. And I'm very excited about it. So 360method.co, please join us for the last ever live round of 360 happening March 25th, 2024. I can't wait. I'm so excited. So that's what we're doing in the very beginning, first module. Literally, if you're joining us on Monday, we're going to be diving all the way into this. So if this conversation is really piquing your interest and you were like, I need to figure this out because I'm really tired of stepping in my own way. I'm really tired of being the fucking problem. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. All of my Swiftie fans out there. I know there's a ton of people in my audience who are Swiftie fans. So that was for you. I love you. And if that's you, if you're like, I know I'm the problem. I'm not saying I'm the problem. Okay, let's backtrack. I'm not saying I'm the problem, but when I am, or maybe if I ever were to be, I would like to know how to make that stop. I want to know how to stop getting in my own way. I want to know how to stop causing the problems when there aren't any. I want to stop making the other shoe drop when it wasn't going to drop on its own. When good things could have followed, good things could have followed good things, but I brought bad to it. I want to know how to do that. 360 method, that's where you go. So, how to beat it. Crash course, of course. 360 is going to dive deeper into it. But in the context of this episode, I want to give you a way to catch it and then redirect it in the moment. Again, that's 360 method, awareness and discipline. You're watching out for it, which was what I told you to do in the first half of this episode, right? I want you to be looking out for the moments when you're actually doing this, because this is how you change it. I hear people say all the time, I'm doing all the work, but then it feels like when it comes down to the moment, when I'm triggered, when I'm mad, when I'm sad, whatever, when it comes time to actually use the work and deploy it, I don't know how to. I can't do it. I don't know how to call that version of me. I just act like my old version again. I'm back to my old ways. This is how you do it, okay? It takes awareness and discipline. It takes practice. You have to be ready to do it. You stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I just realized that's exactly what Esther Hicks means when she says, when you're ready to be ready to be ready to be ready. You stay ready so you don't have to get ready, right? Meaning you're practiced. You are already aware and disciplined, because these moments happen all throughout the day. You probably self-sabotage literally thousands of times a day. Thousands of times a day, and you don't even realize that you're doing it that much, right? So this is why it's so important to be paying attention. This is why I always harp on awareness and discipline, because this is the answer to it all. The only way you're going to be able to actually stop yourself from fucking shit up in your life is if you realize you're doing it and then you stop yourself in the moment of doing it. You can set every intention in the world. You can practice as many times as you want. You can do every meditation. You can read every manifestation book. You can do all the mindset work. You can watch every Roxy Talks video. You can consume every podcast. But if in the moment when you are self-sabotaging, whatever way that is for you, because like I said, it's different for everybody. If you are not in that moment actively noticing you're doing it and then redirecting the behavior, when does it end? It won't. You will continue the cycle. And then the next time it comes around, because you're not practiced at stopping it, you will fall prey to it again. Over and over and over, you will fall into the trap that you set for yourself. You're falling into your own trap unless you realize that's, I just set a trap for myself. And let me remember that trap's there. So should I ever trip it, I don't freak out. Right? I don't take the bait, right? If I ever come upon that trap again, I will not take the bait. So you're locating these behaviors in real time because you're watching yourself, because you're staying aware, right? Step one, aware, staying aware, awareness and discipline. And then step two, you're being disciplined in that you're saying, okay, this is normally where I would push my partner over the edge. I'm actually not that mad, but I want the reaction. I don't want a negative reaction. I really just want attention. But since the only attention they're giving me right now is negative, then I'll take what I can get. You know what? No. Actually, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this moment to say, you know what? I realize that I'm creating this entire situation. What I truly want is a loving connection with my partner and loving attention. So I'm going to take a moment to quiet myself and actually affirm. They do get me. They do love me. They do see me. They want the best for me and our relationship. And actually, they say really kind things to me. And you're redirecting your behavior. And then you're standing strong in the storm. Because the 3D reality is still playing out around you according to the energy that you were putting out. Now you've changed direction, but it may take a while or a moment. I don't know how long it's going to take. It could happen instantaneously. It could happen 10 minutes. It could happen 2 days. It doesn't matter. You stay focused on the chosen direction, the chosen reality. Now it is. My partner is completely respectful, understanding. They get me. We communicate well, whatever. If it's a situation where, let's say, you are working on manifesting your next level, you invest in something that's maybe pushing you in your concept, maybe you're investing as your next level self, and then there's that recoil, there's a little bit of scariness, like, oh gosh, should I make the right decision? Am I gonna get this money back? What happens now? What if I needed to pay for XYZ? What if an expense, I don't even wanna actually go down the road of that. Because I'm aware and disciplined, and I'm like, it's not even worth me affirming it for the podcast because I love you so much and I love me so much that we're not even, you already get the picture. So actually, let's stop ourselves mid-sentence. You're witness, I'm doing 360 in real time. This is it right now. You're seeing it in real time, or you're witnessing it, stopping it in real time, and you're redirecting. Because actually, when I make investments, I get my return 10 times over. When I make an investment, I always see a return. When I make an investment, I always grow from it. No matter what the actual outcome of the investment is, I learn and I grow and I make the choice to be better because that's who I am. And I'm always evolving and I'm always doing better. And just making that investment has stretched me and put me into alignment with my next level. I move like my next level, and then I move like my next level, and I readjust like my next level, and I keep going. And so if you see here, I've switched the frequency to from uh-oh to fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Is there another one I can make? Let me do another one. What could I do next? What else can I do to act in accordance with my next level self so I can continue this trajectory of being that version? And you're doing that over and over, and you're holding yourself through these moments. You're guiding yourself. You're staying aware. You're watching this go down. You have to watch this happen and be aware of it in order to control. That's the discipline part, right? You're watching it, you're aware, you're controlling it, you're disciplined. And as you control what you think, say, believe, stop fearing about, stop worrying about, expect, right? What you hope for, what you intend for, you start controlling the narrative, which then controls the 3D reality. And when you're doing your 360 method, it doesn't matter what's happening around you or what's happening in your head because you always know how to redirect the stream of energy and the flow of 3D reality by choosing what's coming next. You know how to do that at all moments because you are practiced, you're ready, you're staying ready, you're staying ready, you're staying ready, you're staying ready. 360 method makes it so you are always in control of your thoughts, you're always in control of your reactions, you're always in control of your mindset, you're always able to process your feelings in real time so you're not bottling them up. You are training yourself to think the way your next level self thinks so that you can manifest yourself into that reality faster, easier, sooner, without so much back and forth, without the self-sabotage, without the headache, without the stress. 360 is your answer to ending the cycles of self-sabotage, of eliminating your limiting beliefs, and ending the cycles of reacting to your triggers and causing them to come up over and over again. So when you are ready to change who you are, how you respond to this world, and what you fucking manifest, you're going to become that amazing, sexy, aligned, powerful, driven, connected, abundant being that shares your gifts with the world, that travels in luxury, that creates a beautiful life with your partner, that builds the family you've always dreamed of, that leaves your mark and your legacy on this planet. 360 method is your path. This is our last live round together. Please join us. I would love to help you personally on your journey as I finish up this chapter of mine. So this session of 360 is going to be so fucking powerful. I can feel it. I feel the energy growing because this is like our last hurrah. It's like senior year and we're going to give it our fucking all. Just like Jillian Michael says, we don't quit at the end. This is where we give it even more than we started with. So I love you so much. Thank you for checking out this episode. Please DM me on Instagram and let me know how this episode resonated for you. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a review, maybe 5 stars if you feel so inclined. That would be so amazing. Of course, you can always check me out on YouTube. I go live every Monday and chat with the community, so that will stay. Mindset Monday is not going away. And I will leave a link to my free 30 days of alignment download in the description so you can join my email list and get all of the details of what's going on behind the scenes. RoxyTalks.com for more manifestation content. I've got free downloads plus amazing life transformational courses and workshops you can begin right now that will change your life and help you manifest the exact desires that you are dreaming of. I love you so much. Thank you for being a part of my big, beautiful dream. We're all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. I will see you next week.